This podcast is brought to you by Parent to Parent. Please note, any views or opinions expressed on the programme are of the individual speakers themselves and do not necessarily represent Parent to Parent as an organisation. Welcome to the Connect, Inform, Support podcast, brought to you by Parent to Parent, the non-profit organisation supporting the families and whānau of people with disabilities all across New Zealand. Welcome to Connect, Inform, Support, the podcast from Parent to Parent. I am Louise, your host, and today we are going to be talking to some of the people involved in the disability system transformation, Mana Whaikaha. There will be a link to the website on our show notes, along with further information on our guests today. Mana Whaikaha reflects a strengths-based and enabling focus for the new disability support system. The waka used in the branding is a positive and uplifting symbol with disabled people and their whānau having the support and control they want for their lives. The woven pattern on the waka reflects how much stronger the whole is when weaving together the Enabling Good Lives principles as they relate to Te Ao Māori. The creator of Te Reo Hāpai, which is a Māori language initiative to update and create reo used in the health and disability sector, saw the symbol of the waka as being very inclusive. Everyone has a place and a purpose on a waka, to paddle, to steer, to read the swells, currents and stars, and even to keep time for the paddlers. So our first guest today is Janine Mora. Janine is Parent to Parent's Manawatū Regional Coordinator. She's a Palmy local with strong connections to the community through sports and teaching. Janine's prior work history has included teaching both domestic and international students at a tertiary level for more than 20 years at Massey University, the University College of Learning and the private tertiary institute IPU. She's also spent time working as a caregiver in New Zealand and the UK and was a writer-reader at Massey to get herself through university. She's currently very busy supporting families in the region as the new prototype for a transformed disability support system, Mana Whaikaha, is rolled out. So welcome to the podcast, Janine. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Cool.
With Mana Whaikaha, it officially started on the 1st of October. Can you tell us a bit about it, basically? What is it and what does it mean for families in the mid-central area?
Well, it's been a long time coming, that's for sure. The Mana Whaikaha is set for the mid-central region, and it's a prototype. It will last for 2 years, and during that time, it's a try, learn, adjust approach. So everybody that's identified with a disability has the right, well, will be included in this program, and The main idea behind this is that it's choice and control for all of those with disabilities. And that's important when you consider decision making and funding. So the funding now comes to the person with the disability or parents if they're under a certain age. And then decisions are made on what kind of a life they would like and how they are able to achieve that good life. So, yeah.
So what area exactly does this cover for the 2 years?
Right, so it is the entire mid-central region. That goes all the way across to Dannevirke and then right out to the east coast with Akitio and the like. Then up as high as Rangawahia, slightly above that, across then to Pangiwana, then all the way down past Otaki to Te Horo, and then across the range again, Ikerehune Way, like I said, right out to that east coast with Akitio and Herbertville.
Wow, so big area.
Yeah, very big area.
So if disabled people and their families are interested in tapping into this new system, what should they do? What's the process?
The process is fairly easy. First of all, you go to the Mana Whaikaha website, and then from there are choices on what are called connectors, and you can view them online, see who you maybe resonate with when you read their bio and see their face and things, and make an appointment with that connector. Then a time is made, you meet and chat. They will listen to your story. There's no checklist or tick boxes or anything like that anymore. So you should expect to discuss what issues are, what's important to you, and expect to be heard. So then from there, the connector makes a plan that you can work together with. And then together, you work through this, finding out ways to just to re-empower yourself in some instances. Quite often people feel alone and isolated when there's someone with a disability around them. So it's breaking down those barriers and making you feel valued and that, you know, you have a voice and you're welcome to use it. That provider will stay with you for as long as is needed. And then the expectation is from there that you will achieve a better life. There are quite a few instances now where people are already had relatively easy fixes that have really made a significant difference to the way they're living today.
So although it is very early days yet, from your perspective, how does it seem to be going and how are families reacting to the changes?
I think it's going pretty well. It was unexpected that so many people would try to engage with connectors so readily. This is the end of the fourth week, and I know that last week it was around about 258 people that had engaged.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's
it's
amazing.
Incredible when you think it's only 3 weeks, and it really does indicate that people really did want change.
Yes.
So I think it's, you know, I think it's really good. The staff initially were probably completely overwhelmed, but I really seem to be settling into their roles quite nicely. But from families' point of view, there's still parents there that are still expressing fear and confusion.
Yeah.
And I think it's important that we just keep talking. And that's not just to the connectors, it's other family members, positive people around you that can support you. Myself, I'm here, and I'm sure that there's lots of other services that you can tap into. You know, it's removing those barriers, and fear is definitely a barrier. So, you know, people are concerned about things like that the system is just floss, that there's no real change, or that with this change I'll lose all my current funding, or that I have to be responsible for all my funding and I don't know how to work with finances. So there are measures that are being put in place for that, and you actually have choice and control. So if you don't want too much control, if you don't want to have all of the funding and go to all the providers that you currently do and renegotiate, you can go to the provider and say, well, I've been happy with your service, so can we continue? Another possibility is to say to the provider, I've been happy with this part of your service and I'd like to continue that, and I'd like to go elsewhere for another part of my service. So there's a whole range of possibilities in this system change, and I think it's really positive, and it's just helping parents and family and whānau to navigate it initially, because anything new is a bit scary. Let's see how we can make this really fly.
I mean, I think it's the fear of the unknown and the change, like you say. And I think people need to be reassured that if they've got any questions at all about any of the processes, all they have to do is contact Mana Faikaha. Contact you guys at Mana Faikaha, and you can walk them through the process, even, you know, sort of to explain it all for them. So with the, just an aside, with the connectors, if somebody decided to start off with a connector because they didn't really know where to start, but then having gone through a few things, gone, oh, okay, I get it now, can they then sort of disengage from the connector if they want to, or are they kind of locked into a contract with somebody?
No locking into contracts at all.
good.
It's a really good question. If you're not happy with what's happening with your connector, you can request a change at any time. And like you said, you know, if you're feeling comfortable and you don't feel the need for a connector that you can work on your own behalf, then, you know, a couple of simple questions will be asked. And then it's like, sure, feel free.
Excellent.
The other thing is those connectors are not the only connectors that you can choose from. So if you're in an area where, you know, you have a strong supportive relative or neighbour in the community where they have a great voice and they've acted on your behalf in the past and you feel comfortable with them, then you can ask that they be your connector. It's your choice.
Excellent.
And your control. And if you have faith in this person as a connector, then they would link in with the Manawhai Kaha process and be assigned as a connector for yourself or a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as they meet the criteria, and part of that's legal, it makes sense, doesn't
it? Yeah, of course.
But, you know, you're not an axe murderer or something. but, yeah, if you meet their criteria, then sure, you're welcome to be a connector on anybody's behalf.
Excellent. That's really interesting to know. So it really gives people a lot more choice and flexibility about who helps them through the process as well as who provides them services.
Absolutely.
All right.
My understanding at the moment is that those that are providers cannot be connectors.
Yeah.
So there is that little bit of distance between the providers and connectors at this
that
stage.
That makes sense, yeah.
Which does make sense.
Yeah, really. I think that's it. And I think people, it's almost like having an insurance broker. You don't want an insurance broker who's paid by the insurance company who's going to get,
exactly.
who's going to only pick one person for you. So
make sure you include that in this podcast.
I will. Exactly. So
awesome.
It sounds fantastic. So do you have any particular advice for families in Mid-Central about the transformation?
To be honest, for me, I would say if you are one that has been dissatisfied about what's been happening to you in your life in relation to yourself or those in your family with disabilities, then this is the time where you can vote with your feet and start to get the ball rolling. A lot of people, if you don't know what's out there, you don't know how much you can change.
Yeah.
That's what the connectors are for. So talking with them, talking with other people like myself who have that inside knowledge and are seeing like a whole raft of different families in different states of crisis, it's just simple as, having a chat with someone that's got a bit more knowledge than you, taking on the information and then deciding how much of that information you want to use.
Yeah.
You don't have to do what everybody says, but I would engage sooner rather than later with the system if you're not happy with the things that are happening in your life.
Yeah.
And when I say that, I don't mean absolutely everything. I mean it might be something where you'd say, look, I'd like to just talk about, maybe getting my son involved more in the community somehow. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to do this, but I think it's important and it would be really nice if he could do something.
Yeah.
Then the connector takes over and has a conversation with you and things become quite readily resolvable.
Excellent. It sounds magical. So, and you say that you've already had over 200 people reaching out as soon, in the first 3 weeks, which is indicative that this service is desperately wanted and needed. So once this Mid-Central thing's going for 2 years, I believe, once that's over, what is the hope? Is it hope to go nationwide?
Yeah, that's everybody's heartfelt hope. and that's a nationwide hope.
Excellent.
The parent-to-parent regional coordinators are all sort of saying, when's it going to happen? And it's taking too long. So, there's definitely acknowledgement that, the system as it currently is isn't working and let's embrace this. And, of course, there are always the cynics and the like, but certainly the hope is that this will roll out. But while it's in that try, learn, adjust phase, it needs to have that 2 years before we can reflect and say, this bit wasn't so good, or this bit was a bit rocky, or that was a fantastic result.
Yeah.
They have to look at the whole system overall and then start to, make it even better nationwide.
Yeah. I'm just wondering how parent to parent are connected to all of this. You're obviously the regional coordinator for Manawatū, and you've been very closely involved with Enabling Good Lives and this new Manawhai Kaha rollout. So how do you see yourself as being involved in this in going forwards? as a parent-to-parent coordinator?
To be honest, at the moment, I see myself as a conduit. Mm. I have, you know, I'm a member of the family core group for Manawhai Kaha, so there's involvement there. And as a parent-to-parent coordinator, I've been asked to get involved in certain projects with the Mid-Central Hospital System, the Ministry of Education, Horizons Regional Council, on these little projects where people can further assist people, you know, with disabilities or complex medical issues. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, people, the providers and ministries and the like are coming to me and asking me to get parents involved so that decisions can be made right from the start with that parental involvement, with those with disabilities transitioning in and out of school, for example, or through the health system. Mm-hmm. And my role is pretty exciting at the moment.
Excellent.
Really, really enjoying it.
Yeah.
Probably could do better with the coffee groups, though.
It's always good to have more coffee and cake, I think, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
excellent.
The thing is, like, you know, all of these parents have these new opportunities to be directly involved in things.
Yeah.
You know, part of my job is to make sure it's the right fit.
Yeah.
Not as a gatekeeper, but more, you know, people are asking for certain age ranges or certain situations you know, based on poverty or wealth or, you know, school systems, all sorts of things. It's really interesting.
Excellent. So people can also contact Parent to Parent if they want to find out a bit more about Manawhai Kaha. So we can point them in, Parent to Parent can point them in the right direction as well. They need some more
information. Happy to have a chat with people, happy to organise seminars and discuss things further.
Fantastic.
Around topics as well, that's fine. And I've got some material now that's really quite good at showing, you know, the system transformation prototype here in this region. So happy to supply all of that in whatever way I can.
Awesome.
Just a request and a phone call and I'll give it to you.
Great stuff. Well, that's fantastic. It sounds amazing. Let's hope this new prototype is phenomenally successful and everyone goes, why haven't we done this sooner? Let's do it everywhere in the whole
absolutely.
World. It's amazing.
Yep, absolutely.
So thank you so much for talking to us today, Janine. I really appreciate it.
That's all right. It was my pleasure.
All right, you take care. Connect, inform, support from parent to parent. Presented by Louise Ratcliffe. Many thanks to WinTech Music and Performing Arts Department. This programme and its show notes are available for download on our website, parenttoparent.org.nz.